Looking at, what do you got, 23 days now? Is that what it is? 23 days until Christmas. So, XL Tall, send something nice. I like silver, not gold, all right? Just so you know. Let's see here. Consumer confidence is falling faster than Joe Biden getting onto Air Force One. Too soon? Oh, God, no, it's not too soon. Yeah, consumer confidence falling faster than Joe Biden getting onto Air Force One. Listen to this, bite four, go.
Last month, we saw consumer confidence bounce up, and we were hopeful that this was a sign that we were going to resume the upward trend. But unfortunately, we've now trended down. And the reason is because of inflation. And people are telling us now that things are getting very expensive. When you break it down by demographics, it's the 55-plus demographic that scored the lowest or had the lowest levels of consumer confidence, as well as the lower income folks. And then when you start looking at purchase intent by category, what has come way down are purchases of automobiles and the intent to buy houses. So these are the things that have been really pushing sales and the economy over the past few months, and this came down.
And this came down. Yeah, okay, so you've got that. Joe Biden, by the way, when it comes to the supply chain and the problems and inflation and all of that, you know, and you can't find stuff that you're looking for, he says, well, you know, there were Cabbage Patch Kids. You can't always get what you want, you know. Listen to this, bite three.
Can't promise that every person will get every gift they want on time. Only Santa Claus can keep that promise. But there are items every year that sell out that are hard to find. Some of you moms and dads may remember Cabbage Patch Kids back in the 80s or Beanie Babies in the 90s or other toys that have run out at Christmas time in past years when there was no supply chain problem.
Mm-hmm. So you're failing administration, you're going to equate to Cabbage Patch Kids. Right. Speaking of failing policies and leadership, let's talk about the COVID pandemic for a moment. Because, you know, 3 or 4 days ago, Omicron, we were certain to die. It was certain death. You know, the Drudge Report, it's here. Yeah, and so what? Here's the, let me give you two different takes on Omicron. From CMCmarkets.com. The price outlook bounce is likely to continue as Omicron fears fade. That was from yesterday. And then from Bloomberg comes the Bloomberg puts this out. Biden grapples with fresh wave of cases as Omicron threat grows. Does it grow or does it fade? Come on. Do we need a new vaccine? We didn't for anything else. Fauci defending the travel restrictions and all the other nonsense. You know, but the fact of the matter is, it's faded. Good luck going and finding brand new Omicron latest. Panic is fading. Futures, oil, crypto is going to go up. It's going to go up. You watch. Why? Because it was a... People are tired of it. That's why. People are just tired of it. And I'm tired of it. Everybody's tired of it. So here we are. Bank traders, oil traders, those in commodities and stocks. Stocks are going to come back. In fact, let's just see where we are today. As they try to produce a panic. That's what it... Wait, feels me. Listen, I want you to bite one. Tony Fauci saying that they're going to change the definition. Basically, he's admitting they're going to change the definition of fully vaccinated. Listen.
Well, what about in terms of the mandate? You have a vaccine mandate.
Right.
At what point does the booster become part of the mandate?
Yeah, I can't answer that right now, but I know that for the time being, the official definition of fully vaccinated is two.
But do you see that changing? We keep having these variants. We're concerned about them.
It could change.
Yeah, it could change. And Did I tell you that I've got a lot of stock in Pfizer? No, Tony, we figured that out on our own. But let me remind you of where it all started. Let me remind you of where it all started. Play bite number two and the promises that were made by Joe Biden, the candidate.
What I would say is I'm going to shut down the virus, not the country.
I'm not going to shut down the country. I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus. I'll shut down the virus, not the economy.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
Once we shut down the virus,
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm going to shut down the virus.
I'm not going to shut down the country, but I'm going to shut down the virus.
Mm-hmm. I want to share with you something here from the new book, The Laptop from Hell. Because Hunter Biden's therapist said Joe Biden triumphed over dementia in 2019 and joked about Joe Biden's dementia. Laptop from Hell, Hunter Biden, Big Tech, and the Dirty Secrets the President Tried to Hide. Keith Abloh, you've heard his name, Dr. Keith Abloh, joked back and forth. Dad is our first guest on a new podcast we're talking about. And they said, well, are we going to talk about his dementia and all? Abloh asked Hunter if Dad can recall details with the dementia and all. That was in the emails on Hunter's laptop. Hunter responded that he can't remember much these days, but since it's all fake news anyway, I don't see the problem. Anyhow. We'll see what happens with Abloh, whose license was suspended, by the way, after he allegedly engaged in sexual activity and boundary violations with multiple patients. We don't know if Hunter's one of those patients, but multiple patients. He violated boundaries in sexual activity with many, many. All right. All right. Quick break. Now some final thoughts. It's a bad visual, I know. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.